I recently delivered a sermon on the topic of apathy or indifference, in which I described with some concern what I perceive at the present time to be evident throughout the congregation of Yahweh. In this sermon, I'd like to examine this from a different angle, namely that of how we should combat the enemy and overcome that apathy in order to not merely survive, but to have victory in the name of Yahweh. The title of the sermon is Taking the Battle to the Enemy. Taking the Battle to the Enemy. It's interesting that we were in Romans just a little bit ago in the short sermon. Let's go back to Romans and we'll go to chapter 8. And I'd like to read beginning with verse 31. That's Romans 8 beginning with verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If Yahweh is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against Yahweh's elect? Yahweh is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Messiah Yahshua is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of Yahweh, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Messiah? Good question. Who will separate us from the love of Messiah? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Messiah Yahshua, our Master. Those are very encouraging words, brethren. Nothing is going to keep us from conquering this world and the adversary. There is nothing that can keep us from having the victory in Yahshua, brethren. And that's sometimes difficult to remember when we are in the midst of trying times. I've been doing a lot of deep thinking and meditation on Yahweh's word and on life in general lately, brethren. I don't know why now more so than in the past. Perhaps it's because I'm getting older, and with all the various responsibilities that I feel on my shoulders, I'm feeling the weight of the seriousness of it all. And I believe that many of you can say the same. But I've been considering current events in the news and comparing them to the word of Yahweh in a prophetic sense, and also to the lessons of history. And also, we are over a little a week away from the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And it is especially prominent in my mind as I consider that. And I've done quite a bit of reading these days on historical events and current events as they affect the world today. And I find that as I consider all these things and as I do that I'm deeply troubled. Not only because it appears that prophetic elements are coming into alignment in many ways, as Matthew 24 indicates that they will, and other passages as well. But more so, I think, because I have a very troubling sense that the majority of people in the world, for better or worse, are oblivious to these things, brethren. They know what's in front of their faces, and they sense that something is wrong. But they don't seem to have an appreciation for the lessons of history, and certainly not for the prophetic pronouncements of Yahweh's word. The main evidence of this is that people continue with business as usual, hardly giving a second thought to religion or morality or to the kinds of things that will draw them closer to their Creator. They seem content to meander along, going with the flow of modern times, getting what they can for themselves, with very little thought to the consequences of wrong actions or wrong thinking. Now, this is true both on an individual level and also for the nations, on a world level. World leaders and governments in particular seem not at all to be concerned for spiritual things, and the Western nations in particular, except for a relative few who are the exception rather than the rule. Perhaps the greatest example of this is the current world war, and make no mistake about it, brethren, I use my words very carefully, and that's exactly what it is, the current world war against Islamic fascism or militant Islam, however you want to term it. How much ignorance, whether willful or not, there is concerning the nature of the struggle of the West against this particularly poisonous scourge on humanity at the present time. Yet people mean to take, yet seemingly intelligent people worldwide ignore all of the warning signs that these types mean to take over the world by imposing upon it a fascist control no less venomous than that planned by Adolf Hitler not so long ago. And yet, even though we would expect that people would ignore the scriptures and religion on this matter, at the very least, one would hope that the lessons of history would not be ignored. Yet exactly that is what's happening. Now, it's not my intention to talk of politics or the like per se, but this very thing is indicative of the signs of the times.